Thanks for joining me on iHeartRadio and the Tech of Sports this week. And I've been looking forward to this talk as we wrapped up a baseball season and other sports are continuing as the global pandemic goes on. Joined by Dr. Jason Selk. He's a performance coach, and he's worked with businesses and athletes and sports teams, including as director of mental training for the St. Louis Cardinals. Jason, thanks for taking a few moments to join me and talk about the book and talk about a few other things.
Sure, Rick. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. And kind of give a little bit of a background on the book Relentless Solution Focus and kind of peak performance, but maybe with a little bit of a twist.
Yeah, so I'll say this, that when I was with the Cardinals and my first year was 2006, they hadn't won a World Series in 24 years. We won a World Series my first year. I was with them for 6 years. 2011 was my last year. We won a second World Series in a six-year period of time. And I'll tell you, the one thing I think I most helped contribute to those two World Series and to the St. Louis Cardinals was this concept that I write about in the new book, Relentless Solution Focus. Now, when I came in, certainly when you have leadership like Tony La Russa and Dave Duncan, they already understood the importance of staying focused on solutions. I think my contribution was I just pushed that concept a little bit further down the field, and I think players, coaches, and front office all benefited from improving their ability to be relentless. And that's a really important piece of the puzzle, to be relentless about finding solutions, especially in the face of adversity.
Well, we've all been kind of facing that with the ongoing COVID-19 situation. In the book, you discuss a three-step method. Can you kind of give just a little bit of an overview of that?
Yeah, so the first step is you must be able to recognize when you are focused on problems. Now, Rick, as simple as that might sound, unfortunately, we're built biologically in a way where it's completely normal to focus on those problems we experience. I mean, think about it this way. How many people can relate to this? You'll do 100 things right any one given day, one thing less than perfect, and when you're thinking about your day, most people's mind focuses on that one imperfection. Now, that's something called PCT, problem-centric thought. It's the biological tendency to focus on the negative. You know, and like you said, to complicate things, I mean, 2020 has been a year full of problems. So not only do we have to battle PCT internally, you know, again, the tendency to focus on our imperfections and overlook the good, but then we have the whole world throwing all these problems at us. So it's totally normal for us to focus on the negative or on problems. Now, the real issue with that is something called expectancy theory. Here's what we know. That which you focus on, wherever you choose to let your thoughts focus, that's what you'll expand in life. Right? So if you put those two together, it's totally normal to focus on the negative. But the problem with that is, whatever we focus on, we're going to create more of. And it really boils down to self-confidence. Self-confidence is the number one variable for all human performance. So think about it. If on a daily basis, what your mind is focused on is your imperfection and all the negative in the world, where do you think self-confidence is going to be? And when it comes to high-level performance, that's where we want to make the mental shift. And that's what RSF, the Relentless Solution Focus, is all about. Learning to shift all those negative, problem-focused thoughts over to solution-focused thinking, and Rick, doing it within 60 seconds. See, that's the key, is we want to learn how to do it quickly. So step one is you must be able to recognize when it's happening. And again, as simple as it sounds, it's completely normal to do it, so it's difficult to recognize when we're going negative. right? Step two is, when we're going negative, like I said, we got to replace the negative thinking with solution-focused thinking, and we want to do it within 60 seconds. Step three is train. We want to retrain the brain. Here's what we know. Neurons that fire together, wire together. Neurons that fire apart, wire apart. So the normal way of thinking, like I said, is PCT. But the good news is we can retrain our brain. We can rewire those neurons in as little as 3 minutes a day so that RSF becomes more normal than PCT. Great. And again, if you think about expectancy theory, if you can train your brain to focus on the good in the world and the good in yourself as opposed to the negative, you're going to expand that. You're going to grow your self-confidence, and you're going to learn to be a higher-level performer.
We're with Dr. Jason Selk, one of the nation's premier performance coaches, deals a lot with sports psychology, athletes, teams like the St. Louis Cardinals. Jason, I've always been curious. You have two athletes, elite athletes that are very similar in talent, and maybe one is a late bloomer. I've always been curious about that. Why are some athletes, they pick up whatever they need to quicker? And then why are some more late bloomers? And is that because they change something mentally or physically? What's kind of your take on that?
Yeah, so I think there's a number of different variables. But if I had to highlight two, it would probably be biologically speaking, you know, certain people develop physically later than others. The second piece, which may be more important than the first, is just what you're alluding to, what goes on between a person's ears. You know, and again, if you just think about those simple concepts we just talked about, PCT is normal, we can retrain RSF, whatever we focus on will expand. If you have an athlete who learns to get control of their thoughts, not only does it impact what goes on game day, on competition day. And I'll tell you, Rick, this stuff applies every bit as much, if not more, to people in the business world and just in normal life as it does to those pro athletes. But to answer the question, if a person can learn to control what goes on between their ears, and that's the great thing is, and I explain this in the book, is we can retrain the brain so that we can be better at controlling our thoughts, much better. Okay, but if a person can learn to control what goes on between their ears, it doesn't just impact what goes on performance day, or if you're in the business world, when you walk into the meeting, it has so much of an impact on your preparation. How you're going to walk into that meeting or how you're going to step onto that field, a lot of the winning and losing is already determined in preparation. And if you've got control of your thoughts, preparation and organization is so dramatically improved and increased as well. So I tell you, you know, a lot of those late bloomers, they start to figure out how to get control of their thoughts as they get a little bit older. Mm. And again, thought control, you can control your thoughts, you can learn to control your behaviors and the way you feel. And that's really total outcome for success for the human being.
Yeah, wrapping up with Dr. Selk here, Relentless Solution Focus. It's really a great read. And as we deal with whatever's going on in our lives, positive and negative, it's really worthwhile. You get the mental workout and success logs, and just a great read that takes up a little bit of your time each day, and you'll be rewarded with improved mental toughness, and I think there's a bunch of other byproducts that go along with it as well. Doctor, one piece of advice for people wrapping up the year and looking forward to a new year in 2021.
Yeah, so and this is a little bit what you allude to in the book. I talk about start to retrain the brain, start to move the thoughts more toward the solutions as opposed to PCT. I just give you one little quick snippet. Ask yourself and force yourself to answer these two simple questions. And again, take no more than 60 seconds. This is about a third of the whole training program that I outline in the book. But ask yourself these two questions and force yourself to answer. And if you did it three times a week, you'd start to retrain those neurons. Remember, it's not about feeling better when you answer the questions or anything like that. This is all science. We're retraining the brain. Okay, here are the two questions. What three things did I do well in the previous 24 hours? And look, you don't have to cure cancer for it to qualify as a done well. Any improvement, anything that promotes professional or personal health counts. Give you an example there. I had two cups of coffee today instead of three. I worked out. Even though I work out every day, anything that promotes personal or professional health counts as a done well. You're training your brain to look for the good things you're doing. And then the second question is, what's one thing, not three things, not two things, what's one thing I want to improve? Not perfect, but improve in the upcoming 24 hours. So two questions. What three things did I do well in the previous 24 hours? What one thing do I want to improve in the upcoming 24 hours? You get in the habit of asking yourself and answering those two questions 60 seconds a day, and you're going to start the retraining process. You're going to start to reorder those neural pathways in your brain where being focused on solutions and improvement will be a whole lot more normal than letting yourself focus on the negative and the bad stuff.
Great stuff, Jason. Appreciate you coming on. A lot for people to think about, but we'll put all the links in the show notes to get relentless solution focus, and I've enjoyed it a lot. Great talking with you.
You too, Rick. Thanks so much for having me. All the best to everybody out there.
You too. Thank you.